Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. So I decided this time around to do something a little bit different. And I would love for you to let me know what you think of these types of podcasts. So I'm going to call them walk and talk. So I am someone who part of my self-care routine is getting out of the house in the afternoons. It's trying to break up my day, make sure that I get a walk in so I can, you know, breathe some fresh air and not just stay in my office all day long. However, I feel like during these walks, it's where I get a lot of like great ideas for content. It's where I start listening to other podcasts or talking with colleagues. And I was like, you know what would be awesome? I feel like I am the most creative when I walk. So why don't I start recording podcasts as I walk, and here we are. So I am trying this out for this week, and I'd love to hear you guys and let me know, what do you think of this idea? Do you like it? Do you not like it? It may not be as structured as my other podcasts, as these will mostly be reflections, and to let you in a little bit more into my brain. So I'd love to get your feedback. Let me know. You can send me a DM on Instagram at the.balance.dietitian, and I'd be super happy to hear your thoughts about these Walk and Talk podcasts. So today I'd love to connect with you and talk about the fear of weight gain. So as I've welcomed new members into the program this week and have launched, something that came up a lot was the fear of weight gain. And more precisely, if I choose to heal my relationship with food and my body, am I going to gain weight? And I thought this was such a great talk for us to have, because if some people are feeling it, you may also be feeling that too. So let's put it out there, first of all, that it is normal to have that fear of weight gain. Right? It comes from the society that we're in, always being told that gaining weight is not a good thing, that the ultimate goal of life is to lose weight. So it makes sense that thinking about your body changing and changing by expanding and growing feels uncomfortable. So just wanted to normalize that, because I think a few people almost felt bad about that fear, right? Like, I know I shouldn't, I know it's okay, but it's still there. So let's just normalize it to say that it makes sense, right? And we understand. And we also have our own weight stigma and internalized fat phobia that is part of the process. When we are healing our relationship with food in our body, part of the process is actually to unlearn these beliefs and dive deeper on where they came from, right? So just know that if you are in that moment, and if you are also feeling like, oh, I'm scared of weight gain, this is part of the work. And a lot of people also feel that too. But now let's talk about weight gain in general, and then we'll talk about the alternative. So when we think of weight gain, it's really coming to the understanding that our bodies will change over time. That will happen. Regardless of if you want it or not, regardless of how much you try to control it, our bodies will change over time. our bodies have different seasons, and there's not much that we can do about it, whether we like it or not, right? So if we know for certainty that our bodies will change, then we must work through that fear, right? Because the option is our body changes and we're fearful, which creates tons of anxiety and really a difficult time, or we get through the process of working through that fear, right? Which I know sounds extremely scary, but ultimately, if we know that our body requires change, it's just creating more resistance through time, right? And let's talk about weight gain. So I have done a whole episode talking about weight gain and talking about intentional weight loss. So if you haven't listened to those, I would highly suggest that you go back in time and listen to those. Because when we think of, you know, the fear of letting go of diet culture and dieting because we gain weight, we need to look at the science, right? When we look at what evidence shows us, we know that the best predictor of weight gain, which again, weight gain is not bad, but the best predictor of weight gain is to actually diet, right? So continuing on this path feels safe and familiar. I totally get that, right? Because for years and years and years, that's what we've been doing. For years and years and years, we've been taught that diet is the only way. But what science shows us is that actually, most people who diet actually start by wanting to lose weight will gain more weight over time, right? Which is really frustrating. And I think a lot of my clients go through that period of just anger towards diet culture and frustration, right? Because it is hard. And it's hard when we're like, man, but for many years I was striving for that goal and the whole time you're telling me diets never worked. Yep, there is some grief to be done there. So if we look at that evidence, we're like, okay, so then what we fear most is gaining weight, which is why it's maybe stopping us from taking the leap into healing that relationship with food and body. But continuing to do what you've been doing is probably is what's going to lead to more weight gain. So then we need to look at that path of healing your relationship with food, right? We need to look at that path as like the best way to find weight stability and stop fighting against our body and actually maybe even stop caring about our bodies as much as we do and not obsessing over it is to heal that relationship with it, right? So the best way to find weight stability is to heal our relationship with our body because, man, our bodies are smart. Our bodies are really smart and they have years of evolution behind them. Without us trying to diet or trying to micromanage, our bodies are fine. Our bodies are okay. They will find their perfect spot. They will find their happy weight and we don't need to intervene. This idea that we need to micromanage is where the issues come from. So knowing that we don't need to micromanage anymore, right? We can just allow our bodies to be where they need to be. And that is okay. And that your body is safe. And the truth is, unlike diet culture where they promise you, like, yes, once you do this, you will lose all this weight, which we like as humans, that like certainty, right? So this promise, that hope of like, okay, as long as I follow this, this is where my body will be. We like that, although it's not true. We like it. It's different with healing your relationship with food because there's none of that. It can feel very uncertain, right? Because one, you have never done it before. So whenever you haven't done something, it can definitely feel more uncomfortable and it creates discomfort. And I cannot tell you how your body will respond. I cannot tell you as a fact that your body will never gain weight, right? Because I would be lying, because your body knows best. And what we see is that some people will lose weight, some people will remain the same, and some people will gain weight, right? Depending on where your body needs to be. And that also fluctuates through time, right? But what we are working on is stopping that from controlling us, which is like the most important thing for us to do, not allowing that to control us. And the last point I want to bring is, if you are thinking of healing your relationship with food, if you are thinking of reconnecting to your body, and you know deep in your heart that that is the way for you to be healthy, that that is the way for you to live the life that you want to, because we're no longer obsessed with our body and with food and what's right versus what's wrong, we're not falling into these cycles. If you know all of this, right? But yet the fear of gaining weight is just higher than that, right? The fear of gaining weight is stopping you from achieving that. The fear of gaining weight is stopping you from reconnecting to yourself, living on purpose, letting go of food rules. We really need to consider, where else is this fear showing up for you? How much of your life are you missing out on? And I know this can sound like pretty drastic, like I totally get it. However, it's the truth, right? When you are scared of your body being different, how is it showing up in your life? Are you missing out on social activities? Are you missing out on connection? Right? Do you continue to feel unhappy, unhealthy, out of control around food? Like, how does that make you feel? How is the fear of gaining weight controlling you right now? And then, is it worth for us to give it a try? Is it worth for us to, even if the fear is there, take the leap? Right? Because we know what the other road leads to. We know what dieting leads to, right? And staying in that. You've been in that for a while. You know how that is. But what you don't know is how it can look like when you actually heal your relationship with food in your body, right? And again, it's okay that it feels scary, and you can do scary things. And if you want to know how that feels like, I would highly suggest that you listen to the podcast episodes that are client journeys, right? Just to hear other people talk on how it actually feels like when you heal your relationship with food, right? Actually understanding what people go through and how it looks like. Because, my friend, you deserve that too. You deserve to be happy and healthy and just live your life the way you want to without fearing your body changing. Because, my friend, it's going to happen. Our body needs to change. Our body is not a piece of plastic that is meant to remain the same. So I hope this talk, this walk and talk was helpful. Let me know what your thoughts are, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. And if you are in that zone, my friend, I am sending you so much love, so much compassion, because it's not an easy, it's not an easy place to be. But if you can allow your brain to know that there's a possibility that it could be better, there's a possibility that you don't have to fight against your body, as long as you can believe that, you're already a few steps forward. So my friends, on that note, I'm going to leave you there with this short walk and talk, and I will catch you in the next episode.